Elissa Walker Campbell to deliver sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews, beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
And we are back this weekend on the Big E Sports Show, and now it is time to turn our attention to the NBA. We are going to focus on the Eastern Conference and zero in on the Chicago Bulls. And what a week it has been for the Bulls. Of course, they had that tough loss on Monday night against the Pacers, but the journey continues on. Tom Thibodeau's guys march on with a forward focus. Of course, this season, they have had to deal with a number of injuries. And one thing is for sure, Coach Tom Thibodeau, he said there's a no-excuse policy. And as a result, they are finding a way to still make things happen. Their record currently stands at 29-18. Joining us right here at eRadioSports.com is Chicago Bulls game analyst Stacey King. And Stacey, it has been a while since you've been on the show. It's always great to have you back.
Well, thank you for having me there, Biggie.
Hey, it's always good to hear your voice. And listen, I know we're quickly settling into the month of February, but take us back to the month of January. It was very impressive. You guys had two overtime wins against the Raptors and the Celtics, and that was despite, you know, key injuries.
Yeah, I mean, we're missing, you know, three starters. We have Joakim Noah out with plantar fasciitis. Carlos Boozer that's nursing a hamstring injury. Luol Deng has been out of the lineup with injuries. And of course, we don't have Derrick Rose. So technically, we're without four starters. But we've been able to chug along. And, you know, Tom Thibodeau is a no-excuse coach. The next man steps up. Taj Gibson has stepped up, doing a great job in Carlos Boozer's absence. Nate Robinson has played well in Kirk Heinrich's absence, who's also out. I forgot to mention that. So, guys are working hard. You know, we took one on a chin against Indiana, but they're a good basketball team. They're 18-3 at home. It's a tough place to go in there and win. I mean, Miami went in there the night before and got handled too. So that's a tough place to win, but we had our chances to win that game at the end.
Stacey, when injuries happen, you know, change forces everybody to take a look at yourself and what you're going to be able to provide and who's going to be able to step up. And as you guys look at things statistically, I mean, you guys really have been, as I just said, road warriors. I mean, your road record, 14-7. Chicago's got, the best winning percentage in the NBA in regards to that. How have the guys been able to recreate themselves? I mean, Nate Robinson, he stepped up and has done very well, too.
Yeah, he's been a huge pickup for us this season. He's averaging probably about 14 points a game off the bench. Has had some big games when he starts. And Tom Thibodeau has a lot of confidence in him. He had him when he was in Boston, so he knows what Nate is capable of doing. Nate understands the system and what the expectations are, you know, coming off a Chicago Bulls bench. So he's been huge for us. And, you know, the one thing about this team, they're very resilient. You know, I think a lot of people counted this team out when Derrick Rose was going to be missing most of the season. They picked him probably to be dead last, in the playoff race, eighth seed. But they've exceeded all expectations because this is a winning team. Everybody on this team has been deep into the playoffs. Everybody's had that, you know, taste of getting to a Eastern Conference Finals or Western Conference Finals. They were winners in college. So that has to say a lot about these guys' character. They just know how to win. And no matter who's out of the lineup or who's in the lineup, their expectations is that they're going to go out and they're going to play hard and they're going to win ball games, and that's the reason why they've had success.
Well, the Bulls have certainly shown a lot of heart and resiliency. You were just talking about Derrick Rose. Everyone's very excited and anticipating his return. Perhaps that'll be after the All-Star break. But Kirk Heinrich and, of course, Carlos Boozer, he's had his injuries, and Joakim Noah. So what happens when, you know, we talk hypothetically, when all hands are on deck, everybody returns? I mean, can you guys make a legitimate shot and try to win the Eastern Conference?
Well, I tell you right now, if you're the rest of the NBA, I would be really afraid of the Bulls right now because, you know, this is a team that's sitting right now third or fourth in the Eastern Conference, and they've done that without starters all season long. They've done that without their superstar player, and they've still been one of the best teams.
Okay.
The one thing that never changes about this team is they're tough-minded. They're tough defensively. They're probably one of the best defensive teams in the league for the last 3 years in a row. So when you get everybody healthy, here's a team that's, you know, that's playing well without a superstar. Imagine when you get that superstar back and you get everybody healthy. Now you have a whole different team you have to prepare for. And will there be adjustment when Derek comes back? Because he'll be on limited minutes. He won't be playing, you know, 40 minutes out of the box. He probably won't even start. They'll probably bring him off the bench. He'll probably play, 20, 25 minutes a night until he gets himself going. But, you know, the whole thing is to be at your best at the end of the season. You know, not to be your best now, but to be, you know, this is a marathon. You know, this is not a sprint. So you want to be strong at the end of the season, and when you get all your guys back but healthy, that helps that cause.
There certainly are several questions that I want to ask about Derrick Rose. Of course, right now we're going one-on-one, taking it to the rim with Stacey King, the Chicago Bulls color analyst. We know him well. He won three straight NBA championships. Of course, we got to relive at some point in this conversation some of those great days at the University of Oklahoma. But talk about Derrick Rose. I mean, I had said, you know, it's probable looking after the All-Star break that he will return. I understand that he is taking full contact at practice, correct?
Yeah, he's going through some practice right now. You know, in the NBA, it's very tough to get practices with the schedule. We're on a brutal schedule right now where we don't really have a lot of days off. You know, we were supposed to, you know, we had a game against Indiana. It was an add-on game because we got snowed out early in the year, and they kind of added that game on, which the Bulls would have had about 4 days off, which really would have gave Derrick some really good practice time. But since we had to play Milwaukee, that cut into that time. We only had really 1 day off, so... You know, Tom is trying to find as much time to get Derrick in, you know, simulated workouts, 3-on-3, 5-on-5, whenever it's possible. So, you know, they've got their hands full with that. But, again, he looks good. I've seen him work out. He's running. He's jumping. He's dunking the basketball. Honestly, if you hadn't known that he had got his, you know, tore his ACL, you wouldn't even know it.
What do you think the biggest hurdle is for him? I mean, learning to trust his body. I mean, I've had a lateral meniscus scope before, and that took me, as far as recovery, a long time, much longer than I anticipated. But what do you think his biggest challenge is in terms of trusting his body, or is it the mental aspect?
It's going to be the mental aspect. It's going to be trusting himself again because he's such a gifted athlete, such an explosive athlete.
Okay.
And, you know, most of his game is relied on speed and quickness and explosion. And so just to get that trust back, I mean, you know, the one thing that you constantly hear him talk about that, you know, that he wasn't really aware of, I mean, Derrick just played. You know, Derrick, you know, he lifted weights, but Derrick didn't really lift weights. You know, he didn't lift weights with a purpose. And since he's been out with injury, he's been able to reevaluate, you know, how he prepares himself. And, you know, the one thing you constantly hear him talk about is his core, you know, getting his core strong and strengthened. You know, he didn't have that before. He didn't even worry about that kind of stuff. And that's been one of the things his rehab people have focused on from day one, is to get his core strong. And if you look at the kid now, he was a strong kid before he got hurt, but if you really look at him now and his body, the way it's transformed, he has much more muscle on him than what he did before. And I think that's going to help him out because, you know, he's a guy that, you know, he attacks the rim, he plays above the rim, he takes a lot of contact. So to have a, you know, strong core and upper body strength is only going to help him.
Stacey, you had an incredible career in the NBA. Can you relate to him as far as the challenges and the obstacles that he's had to face in terms of his rehab? I mean, did you ever blow out a knee?
Well, I've had knee surgery. I didn't have an ACL injury, but I had a chondral fracture, which is like right below that. And that takes a longer time to heal from. You know, the rehab is tough. I mean, you know, you have to approach it. You can't cut, you know, take shortcuts and cut corners when you're doing rehab on your knee because this is your livelihood. You know, your whole career is based on jumping and running and cutting. And so, you know, if you're cutting corners in rehab, you're only going to, you know, prolong your injuries. You're only going to shorten your career. So you got to take it seriously and attack it. And you want to get back to where you were, you know, before you got hurt. And as you know, anytime you have surgery, you'd never... 100% the same. You know, a lot of it's mental, you know, because you got to get over that mental hurdle. Like, can I cut? Can I dunk like I used to? Can I cut like I used to? And then once you start playing, then it becomes a situation where you just kind of, you know, go back to what you used to do. You don't even think about it. You just play. And it takes a few games to get that to that point. But eventually it'll come where you just don't even think about it anymore because you don't feel any pain. You don't feel any tweaking. You just go out and play.
Of course, we're talking about Derrick Rose. He is set to return very shortly. His ACL surgery, it's been a long road for him. And, you know, it's interesting. A lot of folks are even trying to make the comparison that perhaps for Derrick Rose, it could be similar to running back, you know, Adrian Peterson. Of course, the Sooner great, we know him, you know, with the Minnesota Vikings, and that he returned, you know, this year to capture MVP honors this past season. So the future is bright for Derrick.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody's watching that, I mean, there's two different sports, and they require two different, you know, athletes. And, you know, to see Adrian Peterson and how he came back from that, you know, Bulls fans have to be encouraged that Derrick can have that same kind of impact because both of them are freaking nature athletes. You know, they're not your typical, you know, athletes. They're just different. They're, you know, they're explosive. they're just, it's different. And so when you look at that situation as a basketball player, see, the one thing about people don't know about Adrian Peterson is that football is a lot different than basketball because you're only required, you have to make a couple of cuts here and there, every possession. Sometimes you don't even have to cut it because you might be a decoy on a play-action pass. So, and then no one knows how Adrian practiced during the week. See, in basketball, you're playing 3-4 times in a week.
Right.
In football, you just play once a week every Sunday. So during that 6 days before your next game, no one knows how Adrian Peterson his knee feels. No one knows. He may not even practice for 3 days because his knee is so sore. So we don't know that because we're not there. We're not doctors. But when you look at a basketball player, it's a little bit different because, we're playing 3-4 times a week, and there's not a lot of rest in between games. You might play 3 and 4 nights, 4 and 5 nights. And, that's when you'll get a chance to see, how the knee really actually holds up during that kind of stress.
We're talking to one of the most entertaining, colorful analysts in the NBA. We know him well, Stacey King with the Chicago Bulls, the color analyst. Stacey, we want to pause in the interview. We do want to take time to direct all of our listeners. You have an incredible apparel line, and send all the listeners where they need to go and pick up that stuff.
Yeah, I'm working with Fans Edge, and we do a lot of my T-shirts that have a lot of my sayings that are catchy that people use. We have colors in every team, so if your favorite team is the San Antonio Spurs or the Miami Heat, we have colors in that. You can go to www.21-king.com, and we have sweatshirts, T-shirts, we got everything. And, it's just, it's a lot of fun for the fans, and, fans get a kick out of it. And so it's a good thing.
Where do you come up with all this stuff? I mean, you got such a great sense of humor. You come up with some incredible quotables. I mean, I think I read one of them that said that, I can't think of the player, but that you like your meatballs spicy. I mean, did you really say that, Stacey?
All that stuff is creative. I'm very quick-witted. I've always been that way. And, it just happens. It's not something I sit at home and like, oh, I'm going to say this tonight. It's just instinctive. When I call games, I'm kind of like a fan. I say things that fans would say. If you were in your bar, if you were in a bar and you're watching with your friends or you're at home on a couch, some of the things that come out of my mouth is probably some things that fans would actually say. So I think that's why all my sayings have become popular and the kids really love them. And so it's a lot of fun, especially for Bulls fans. They really love it. And, when your team is doing great, it only makes the shirt that much better.
Oh, I absolutely agree. Hey, Stacey King is with us just a few more moments this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We want to direct you to our radio website. That is eradiosports.com. And, of course, Stacey, coming up February 21st, the trade deadline is just around the corner. And can we anticipate any movement with the Chicago Bulls?
I don't see any movement right now. I mean, they're playing well. We're not the salary cap really doesn't affect us, so that's not a move that we would make. But, we've got some really good guys in the front office. Our general manager, Gar Foreman, President John Paxson, they've done a good job of assembling a team that's competitive every year that has a chance to go deep into the playoffs. We'll be getting our superstar back. And I'm sure if there's a deal out there that can help us and put us over, they may do it, but not with the expense of breaking up chemistry. We have good chemistry, and I think that's, understated a lot when you're talking about team sports. Is chemistry is huge, and this team has a lot of chemistry. They enjoy playing with one another. They get along. There's no selfish players on this team. And when you get a group of guys that are all pulling for the same goal, it's a beautiful thing to watch, and they have a chance to win and go deep in the playoffs. So, but again, I wouldn't rule anything out because teams are always trying to get better. But I know here in Chicago, if a move's made, it's got to be with the intention of helping us get to another level.
We've been focusing on the Chicago Bulls, but of course, our home base is Dallas-Fort Worth. And Stacey, of course, with the Dallas Mavericks, there was so much movement coming into this season. They started with 8 new players, 9 new players. And one of the players that they did secure, who I really have a sincere appreciation for, is Elton Brand. And I know, of course, he spent some time with the Chicago Bulls in his rookie season, a 20-10 guy. He was impressive. Did you ever have the opportunity to spend time around Elton?
Elton's a great guy. I mean, he's one of the good guys in the NBA, and so you like to see guys. He's had some injuries over the last few years. It's really kind of robbed him of some years and some explosion, but he's great in the locker room. He's a first-class guy. He's a guy you can count on, very dependable. Is he that 20-10 guy he used to be? No, but he's a guy that's still very effective with what he can do. He can score in the low post. He can rebound. He can pass. He's an asset to the Mavericks. Right now they're struggling a little bit. They you look at their you look at their division, they're chasing, you know, looking up to Houston, Memphis, and San Antonio. You know, San Antonio to me is the team, and Oklahoma City are the two teams in the West that, you know, just are, I think, are leaps and bounds ahead of everybody else. But, you know, do they got a chance to make the playoffs? Yeah, but they're going to have to, you know, get Dirk Nowitzki, you know, healthy, where he's out there consistently, you know, where he's not missing games. And I think that's been the biggest problem with those guys is having to deal with injuries. Everybody has to deal with them, but the guys who are playing behind the guys who are hurt, they have to play at a different level. Now you go from being a role player to a player now that has to step up every night for short periods of time, whether it be a week, 2 weeks. You got to help carry the load. And right now, you know, their role players are not comfortable in those roles. But, you know, you look at their record, you know, they won, you know, I think they won 5 of the last 10. They're 5-5 during that time. They won one game. You know, they got some work to do. Houston is playing well right now. They can probably catch them. You know, then you look at, like, the Lakers who are on the outside looking in, but they can go on a roll right now. I think they won, you know, 3-4 in a row. You know, Portland is a team they'll be trying to chase, and Utah. Can they catch those teams? Yeah, they got, you know, you can go on a win streak there and catch them, but they need to get their guys healthy.
Well, the good news is for the Dallas Mavericks, they came away with a very impressive win on Wednesday night against the Portland Trail Blazers, and that is never easy with LaMarcus Aldridge. So, Stacey, we sincerely appreciate you stopping by. I know that March Madness is just around the corner. Do you relive some of those memories at the University of Oklahoma and leading your team to the national championship?
I love March Madness. That's like the best time of the year. And now my Sooners are playing well, and
yes,
and they're doing well in the Big 12 this year. So, matter of fact, I get a chance to see them at the end of the month. I'm going to be in Oklahoma City. We have to play the Thunder on Sunday, the 24th, I think, and then they play Baylor on that Saturday on the 23rd. So I'm going to go down there and check out my first OU basketball game in a long time, get a chance to mingle with Sooner fans and hopefully bring my boys some luck. They already smashed Baylor once. Hopefully they'll win while I'm there, because I don't want to be the cause that they lose this.
Oh,
King showed up.
That's right. And, of course, when you go to the Lloyd Noble Center, you'll see your jersey up in the rafters, number 33.
Oh, that's just a great – those are some great memories. You know what? It's funny. I'm in Denver right now, and I just got a chance to hang out with Jason Skrzynski. We had Denver.
Oh, yeah.
Teammate. So whenever I go to other people's towns, when I'm, you know, it doesn't matter where I'm at, I seek out my OU teammates. We do dinner, you know, and have a good time reminiscing. I mean, we were sitting around last night for about 3 or 4 hours just telling stories, and it was just a blast.
Well, Stacey, we look forward to you when you come here to Dallas next month, okay?
I'm looking forward to it.
We appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
We're going to step aside, much more straight ahead here in just a moment with Jason Peter and our Under the Helmet segment as we are going to do a review on the Big 12 class rankings and the National Signing Day. We will be right back.